You're a runner. From the starting line to the finish line, you know that every breath and every step is a gift. You train hard and always welcome a new challenge. When the training gets tough, you stay focused and committed to your goals. You are strong, healthy, fast. Now you are ready to take your training to the next level. Hey runners, welcome to the very first episode of the Freedom to Run podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Jeremy Hafes, founder and head coach of USA Endurance. It is exciting to finally get this podcast rolling and to launch USA Endurance, as it has literally been a work in progress for nearly the past 5 years, slowly growing and evolving into what it is today. For this first episode, I want to share the story of how USA Endurance started. But I also want to take the time to introduce myself and to talk about what this podcast will try to accomplish in the upcoming episodes. The groundwork for USA Endurance dates back to my high school days, around 2001. I was a multi-sport athlete and sprinter on the track team, running both the 200-meter and 400-meter dash. But more than just being another high school athlete, I had a unique interest for the science and psychology of sports and how the body reacts to physical activity. This interest then led me to study exercise science in college. In the years following college, I had the opportunity to train athletes of all ages and ability levels, from the junior high level all the way up to All-Americans and Olympians, in a variety of settings, from the typical health club to the athletic enhancement facility, to the private fitness studio. While I was a sprinter in high school, I knew that wasn't a sustainable option for the rest of my life. So, in the spring of 2007, I decided to sign up for my first half marathon as a way to supplement my existing workout routine, and simply for a new challenge. I followed a basic free training program downloaded from the internet, and finished that first race in 1:41. I was immediately hooked to running. While I was happy with the overall time, I knew that I was capable of running much faster. Naturally, with my background in exercise science and newfound interest in running, I began looking for ways to improve my overall training program. One of the first adjustments to the training was to move away from the generic free program by designing the program myself. With a few minor adjustments to the training, I cut 10 minutes off the half marathon time to 1 hour 31 minutes in just 1 year. The following year, I again made a few more improvements to the training, this time adding weekly speed work and interval training, which ended up helping me cut another 9 minutes off my time to run a 1:22. By this point, I was committed to training and to learning the details and intricacies of the training process as a whole. So in just 2 years since my first half marathon, I had cut my time by nearly 20 minutes, from a 1:41 to a 1:22, by simply moving away from the free basic program I had found on the internet. But I wasn't done there. Over the next couple of years, I continued writing my own training programs while experimenting with various techniques, such as unique workouts, adjusting the weekly mileage, and even implementing specific pacing strategies. In 2009, I opened a CrossFit affiliate, which naturally exposed me to an intense strength training program. However, I continued to run and stayed committed to my running goals. I implemented a variety of strength training exercises and workouts into my existing running program. At this same time, I also got very disciplined with nutrition by eliminating processed foods and refined sugars. Putting all of that together, in 2011, I averaged 5 minutes 56 seconds per mile for 13.1 miles to run a 1:17, feeling the best I had ever felt, fast, strong, flexible, and healthy. Over the course of those years, going from a 1:41 to a 1:17, I consistently ran approximately 25 to 35 miles per week, but I also incorporated 4 to 5 days per week of intense strength training and focused recovery in the form of stretching, foam rolling, massage, and active release. With this approach to training, I controlled weekly mileage, which helped to prevent injuries, yet allowed additional time for strength training and recovery in order to stay balanced and improve overall fitness. Here's the thing, I'm not a natural runner or have some super talent. I'm just a normal dude who loves to run and who geeks out on the physiology of endurance sports. With the unique combination of a formal collegiate education in exercise science, real-world training and coaching experience in a variety of settings, and then the actual application of training and competing on an individual level, I happen to know enough to make a personalized, comprehensive approach to training for myself that led to drastic improvements in my performance. As my clients and other runners witnessed my improvements over the years, they began asking me what I was doing and what training program I was following. With an already existing platform for coaching, it was easy for me to gradually become more and more involved in exclusively coaching runners, triathletes, and endurance athletes. Over the years, this has included everything from high school athletes and new runners to Boston Marathon qualifiers and GoRuck Challenge finishers and to the average person completing their first triathlon, obstacle course run, or even mud run. The majority of my athletes through the years are everyday runners balancing work, family, and other commitments with their training program. What I saw initially were runners who wanted to improve performance in their fitness, but they simply didn't know how to train. They were following the generic advice and training programs published to the masses through magazines and the internet, none of which takes into account their current fitness level, individual running goals, lifestyle, family obligations, or any other important variables. There was something missing from their training. They were putting in a lot of miles each week, but neglecting the other key areas such as strength training, flexibility, and nutrition. Yeah, they can run like the wind and sometimes for long periods of time, but how truly fit are they? Oftentimes, this runner has trouble performing a functionally correct squat, or is in fear of tearing a hamstring if asked to sprint 100 meters as fast as possible. This approach to training opens the door for a runner to train for months and months, logging high miles, but then when race day is only a couple of weeks away, they start to experience pain and injury, which ultimately makes them have to miss the race. Unfortunately, this happens all too frequently, and I knew there was something going on in their training causing these issues. As a result, I started digging for answers by designing personalized training plans utilizing individual pacing strategies where you run the right distance on the right day at the right intensity and then combining that with progressive mileage to gradually build towards race day and move you towards your goals. Another key element to the training was benchmark workouts and time trials designed to track and measure your performance and improvements through repeated, periodic appearances in the training program. These specific running workouts were then purposefully combined and seamlessly integrated with strength training and flexibility training. The philosophy behind this strategic approach to combining endurance, strength, and flexibility is to build the complete endurance athlete, an athlete who can run long and fast, but who is also strong and flexible. This is how I define true fitness. It's the balance of endurance, strength, and flexibility. You are held back in one area to the degree that another area is lacking. It is the runner who maximizes each of these areas that not only runs fast and sets PRs, but also remains injury-free and runs for years to come. So as the years went on, I continued working with numerous athletes, experimenting with countless training methods, designing training programs, and writing other content. As this content continued to grow and evolve, I wanted to get it out to the public, which sparked the idea for USA Endurance. And now all those training programs and more are in one convenient location at usaendurance.com. Today, USA Endurance is a resource for runners, triathletes, and endurance athletes with a simple mission: to inspire and motivate people to live an active lifestyle while reaching their running and fitness goals. What makes USA Endurance different is the willingness to step away from conventional and traditional thinking. It's to challenge the status quo, but have the education and experience to back it up. We are runners and triathletes, but we are exercise scientists and coaches with the unique ability to combine the science of endurance performance with the art of real-world coaching. We want to help people run their first 5K in a journey towards weight loss and healthy living. We want to help experienced runners qualify for the Boston Marathon or to set a new personal record. And we want to help people cross off bucket list items, such as completing a triathlon or Ironman. It is our goal to help people develop a lifetime of fitness. Fitness that helps you run fast, stay strong, and remain flexible. I am so truly blessed to have the ability to run, move, jump, lift, bike, and play with my two boys. I literally think about that during every run, and it has changed my overall perspective on life. That mindset led me to the line of freedom to run. Let me explain what that phrase means. First off, the word freedom is indeed symbolic for my love and respect for America, our military, and the freedoms that come with living in this great country. But so often we take for granted the basic freedoms of walking, playing, jumping, and the freedom to run. When you look up the word freedom, you get a couple of definitions. First, freedom is the power or right to act as one wants without hindrance or restraint. Another is, freedom is the state of not being imprisoned. When we take those literal definitions and blend it with running and fitness, we come up with this definition. The freedom to run is the ability and the action of running or exercising without restrictions. In other words, the freedom to run is the ability to run on your terms. It's running fast or running easy, recreationally or competitively, running with friends or by yourself, running long distance or going for a short run, and running wherever the trail leads you. At the start of the show, I talked about every breath and every step being a gift as you train and run from the starting line to the finish line. It's having this heart of gratitude and appreciation that allows you to enjoy the freedom to run. One of Steve Prefontaine's famous quotes is, "To give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift." This is the same mindset of freedom to run. With this mindset, you train hard and always welcome a new challenge. When the training gets tough, you stay focused and committed to your goals in order to take your performance to the next level. I want to share this freedom to run experience with you, which is why this podcast is called the Freedom to Run Podcast. It's about sharing stories of training, fitness, running, marathons, triathlon, and just pushing the mind and body beyond its comfort zone. As the podcast continues, our goal is to bring you the best advice and tips to help you reach your full potential as a runner and endurance athlete. We are committed to sharing actionable strategies to take your training to the next level by interviewing world-class runners, coaches, authors, and experts on the topics of running, triathlon, nutrition, fitness, and more. Our guests are world changers and difference makers. They're people who truly live the freedom to run mindset and lifestyle. These people train, run, and compete to make a difference. They inspire and motivate others in their actions and intense focus and consistency to training and becoming better every day. They are people out there doing great things, and I want to share those experiences with you. Some of the guests have set world records. Some have overcome disease or sickness, and they all run with a purpose and for a purpose. They know that every step and every breath is truly a gift, and they live the freedom to run mindset. Along with having guests, there will also be solo episodes where I dive into topics such as the art and science of long runs, strategies for pacing in races, mental training tips, and really anything that involves running, fitness, triathlon, and more. If you have any suggestions or ideas for topics that you'd like to hear about, please send me an email at jeremy@usaendurance.com or fill out the contact form on usaendurance.com/contact. The goal will be to release 2 episodes per week to give you consistent content that you can use and listen to as you run, train, commute to and from work, and wherever and whenever you listen to podcasts. One of the major ways we want to share the Freedom to Run podcast and mindset is to build a community of like-minded athletes. The USA Endurance website at usaendurance.com will serve as the main hub for the community. This is where you will find training plans for every distance and experience level, along with videos and articles about gear, training tips, workouts, and more. Our Facebook page will be a place where you can connect and comment on various stories and articles. You can find us there at facebook.com/usa.endurance. Another place to connect is on Instagram at usa.endurance, where we will share images and stories from runners and endurance athletes like you as they train and prepare for race day. Again, I am excited to kick off this podcast and share the upcoming interviews with some amazing people. Thank you so much for listening to this first episode. Help us launch this podcast by spreading the message and sharing it with your friends on Facebook and social media. Also, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. I look forward to talking to everyone in episode 2 as we introduce our first guests. Until then, lace up those shoes, hit the trail, and train hard. Thank you for listening to the Freedom to Run podcast. If you're ready to take your training to the next level and reach your running and fitness goals, we invite you to join the USA Endurance community at usaendurance.com.